Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, how are you today? It is I, Donna Devine, the Barefoot Guru, author, teacher, radio host, blogger, vlogger. How are you doing? I am a lover of life, and I enjoy many, many, many experiences, and I hope you do as well. I am talking today about fear. It's, you know, I get on those themes. And I've discussed this. I discussed it in the last broadcast, and I'm going to discuss it today a little bit, and who knows how much longer. But I was thinking, and I was sharing earlier today on a live video for my Facebook channel about this topic, and used my daughter's experience last night as a perfect example of, you know, our choice, how we create what we create. Give you a little background. My daughter, who's 22, and a lot of you have listened to me for many, many years, kind of known her the whole time she was growing up, but she's 22 now. She'll be 23 in November. But she recently had a little job, and she put a car in the shop because it wasn't working, and Mama was running her back and forth to work all the time. But anyway, she got her car in the shop and got it three-quarters of the way home. It broke again. So they came and got it, took it back to the shop. They thought it had jumped timing. They took it apart, couldn't get it to compress. So now she has to have a new engine. And the mechanic who we've worked with for eight-plus years, he said, "Don't worry about it, Zoe." He said, "You know, we know you're good for it. We'll let you make payments." Well, a few days later, she lost her job. And she was totally in Freakville last night, freaking out. "Oh, my God, what am I going to do? They're going to sell my car for trash, you know, because I can't pay for it. And I don't know what I'm going to do." She was tweeting me or texting me. She was over to friends. And I said, "Now, is, you know, I get the fear, and I do, and that's why I talk about this topic. I do get the fear. We've all felt fear, you know, the job heads out, the people leave out, things happen that, you know, we just feel totally out of control, and we freak out, and fear just raises its ugly little head, and we go with it." So I said to her last night through text, I said, "You know, is this really what you want to create with? I mean, is this what you want? Do you want to not be able to pay for your car repair?" She said, "Well, no, I want to pay for my car repairs. I want my car back. Because if I don't have my car, then I can't get a job." And I said, "Well, do you want a job?" She said, "Yeah, and I want my car so I can work my job." I said, "Okay, why don't you play with that?" She said, "What do you mean, Mama?" I said, "Well, you know, in your 22 years of kind of watching our lives, how many times have you seen that things work out?" She said, "Well, always." I said, "Then why are you acting like this time is going to be any different? Don't you think this time will work out too? Don't you think that it'll be okay, even better than okay? Don't you think that, you know, some wonderful opportunities will come about because of this?" And see, we had just gone through this a few days prior when she lost her job. And she lost it over something real silly. The convenience store she worked at had a policy that while in her work clothes or on work property, she could not post anything on social media. Well, she was not aware that one of her little clients, one of the customers, had come in. And they were joking around about her vaping, and, you know, there was nobody else in the store but them, and she was blowing a few vape clouds for them and talking to them about it. Well, she wasn't aware that one of the young men was videoing it on his phone, and which, you know, wouldn't have mattered except he went and put it on Facebook. So they gave her the option. You know, you can either retire for personal reasons or we'll have to fire you. So she chose to retire. But she was freaking out then. You know, "Oh, my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm not going to be able to pay for my car. I don't have a job. What am I going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do?" And I said, "You know, why don't you look at this differently? Look at it as, I wonder what exciting new opportunities are going to come my way because of this change in my life experience." So she's like, "Okay, you know, right, okay." And she's typing about some of her experience on Facebook. And she made a comment in there. She said, you know, I'm not going to name the company, but this is what happened. And there was a general manager from a business in town who happened to see that. And she said, hey, you know, I love the way you're handling this. We need help. Do you want to come in and fill out an application? They even pay more. And she was like, whoa. I said, yeah. See, when we begin to look at the changes in our lives, and goodness gracious alive, we all spend a lot of time screaming and hollering and pitching our fits and stomping our feet. I won't change, I won't change, I won't change, I want things to be different, I want things to... But then when things start to be different, we freak out and have a hissy fit because they're not the way that they were, and we feel afraid because we don't feel like we've got any power, we don't feel like we've got any control. We have lost touch with living an excited, passionate life, always expecting, looking for, allowing beautiful, wonderful, exciting opportunities to come our way. So this morning as I was thinking about all of this and I was getting some of my tweets ready to tweet out, I thought, you know, Job, and I've talked about that many, many times over the years, Job said, that which I have most feared has come upon me. And, I mean, the dude lost everything, you know, his wife, his kids, his house, his business, his health, his peace of mind. He lost everything. And I'm thinking about that this morning, you know, and kind of thinking back to what Zoe was going through last night. And I think, huh, you know, how about if we kind of shifted about just a little bit? What if we, instead of creating with our fear, we were to say and assume this mindset, that which I most hoped has come upon me. Wow. Can you feel that? That which I most hoped, believed for, trusted for, had faith in, had predetermined, had set my mind for, has come upon me. Can you feel the difference to that? And I want to challenge you today to practice this. Every time you catch yourself feeling a little afraid, uncertain, frustrated, aggravated, angry, I want you to go back to that which I have most hoped has come upon me. And that will help you to remember that you're always pulling thought into form. You are. You're always pulling thought into form. That form, those are your experiences. And you do that by passionately holding a thought, and not just a thought, but the whole scenario about that thought. The imagination where you sit down and you daydream or you fret or you worry or you anticipate and you can feel it. You're there. You're wrapped up in it. You're one with it. You are bringing that into form as your next set of experiences. So knowing that and accepting that, wouldn't you prefer to be bringing into form that which you hope for? Now, it's really important for you to know what you hope for this process to really thrill you. What do you want? What do you want? Whenever you catch yourself doubting, worrying, feeling frustrated, feeling exacerbated, just stop a minute and say, what is it that I really want? How do I really want to feel? What do I really want to be going on, to be happening in my life right now? Okay? I got that. I got it. Now, let me play around with this picture in my imagination. How does that look? How does that feel? How am I dressed? What is my body language looking like? How am I interacting with others? How am I interacting with my environment? Let me really get caught up in it. You know, have you ever watched a movie or read a book and you were so in it that nothing else existed for you. You know, I remember back reading my first Harry Potter book. I sat in the middle of my king-size bed, and I just read and read and read. My husband would come in there, and he was like, "You go get your nose out of that book any time today. We're hungry." And, whoa, man, it was like being snatched into a different reality because I was every single character, every single experience in that book. And I've done it with movies where you're just absolutely entranced. Nothing else exists. Not your worries, not your fears. Nothing exists to you. That's what I'm talking about when I say use your imagination. Create it so real that nothing exists but it. And then when you move throughout your day and something catches your attention, that's not what you want. It doesn't thrill you. It's not tickling your fancy. Say, hey, what is it that I want? That which I most hoped has come upon me. And know that because you've asked, well, it's already yours. It's already done. It's already created. Just keep walking in that direction. And I've used this example the last couple of days, and I think it's a good one. If I decide to go on a journey, I put my destination in my GPS. And I'm going down the road, and the little GPS voice is saying, hey, I want you to turn right 2 miles up on the road, you know. And I'm going down the road, and when I get there, it says, turn right now, turn right 100 feet. And as long as I follow those GPS instructions, I get there. But now, on occasion, I remember back a couple years ago, Zoe and I was storming up a booger bear, and we had put in, because we didn't know exactly how to get where we were going, and we'd put in the GPS, the destination. Well, it was raining so hard, I could not see the front end of my car. So I said, we're going to pull over. And we did. We pulled down a little side street, and the GPS started going, no, man, you're not here. You can't turn here, you know. Not really saying that, but, I mean, you know, it was like letting me know, hey, you took a wrong turn here. You're not going to get to your destination this path. Get back on course. Well, that fear that you feel, that's your inner GPS system. That's your intuition. That's your higher self. That's source energy. That's God, Goddess, reminding you, hey, this isn't where you said you wanted to be. This isn't what you said you wanted to experience. Get back on course now. You don't have to beat yourself up to do it. Just gently get back on course. I appreciate you listening to me today. I will continue to do these 15 and 30-minute broadcasts for you, and I do invite you to share this broadcast with your friends, share it on your networks, on your social networks. And I've just put together something that I think the time is exactly perfect for. A lot of you know that I wrote A Journey Back to Self and did the second edition a couple years ago. And it's all about healing your limiting beliefs, working with your chakras, working with stones and crystals, working with energy and color. It's about where did your beliefs come from and how can you change them about where they better suit you. Well, I have just opened up for membership a website that for a one-time fee of $49.99, you get indefinite access to a lot of videos, audios, a lot of material that I have put in there and will continue to put in there that will help you work through all the self-healing lessons in the book, A Journey Back to Self. You do have to get yourself a hard copy. I do recommend a hard copy, a print copy. Those are available at Amazon. It's also available as a Kindle, and it's available as an audio. But the print copy for this course, I think, would be more beneficial to you. Once you have your copy of the book, go to consciousnesspower.com, and I've actually got the link down in the description for this broadcast, and sign up. There's a chat room there where you can place your questions or your comments. I will be poking my head in every so often, and I will use your questions, your comments, as a means to create new video material that I will put in the membership group. And only members will have access. So, you know, it will not be open to the general public. I want you to feel a sense of safety and security in there so that you can share honestly and openly. So check that out at consciousnesspower.com. Thank you so much for listening to me today. And as I've been telling you for years and years, I love you. And I am here to remind you to love yourself well. Be good to yourself. Treat yourself with respect and kindness. It will quickly and easily become natural to you. Peace.